Congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of service, Divine Service 1, page 151, also written in the bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean.
We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Give the King your justice, O God.
And your righteousness to the royal son.
May he judge your people with righteousness.
And your poor with justice.
Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people.
And the hills in righteousness.
May he defend the cause of the poor of the people.
Give deliverance to the children of the needy and crush the oppressor.
May they fear you while the sun endures.
And as long as the moon throughout all generations.
May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass.
like showers that water the earth.
In his days may the righteous flourish,
and peace abound till the moon be no more.
May he have dominion from sea to sea,
and from the river to the ends of the earth.
May desert tribes bow down before him,
and his enemies lick the dust.
May the kings of Tarshish and of the coastlands render him tribute.
May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts.
May all kings fall down before him.
All nations serve him.
For he delivers the needy when he calls,
the poor and him who has no helper.
He has pity on the weak and the needy,
and saves the lives of the needy.
From oppression and violence he redeems their life,
and precious is their blood in his sight.
Long may he live. May gold of Sheba be given to him.
May prayer be made continually, and blessings invoked for him all the day.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel,
who alone does wondrous things.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Power, riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, blessing, and glory are his. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Sing with all the people of God, and join in the hymn of all creation. Blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. For the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Alleluia. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us pray. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, by the leading of a star, you made known your only begotten Son to the Gentiles. Lead us, who know you by faith, to enjoy in heaven the fullness of your divine presence. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the verse and Alleluia.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, St. Matthew, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The congregation may be seated. Are there any children that would like to come forward? We're just going to stand up front here. Oh, look at that. It worked. This was from Kids Connection, this star. The kids made this, bent the pipe cleaners, wire in the shape of a star, and then they put it in, it was left in a solution of just borax and water. And then 5 days later, it has a lot of crystals on it, so it's really pretty. It was done on Friday? Wow. Okay, those are really nice. Thank you.
No, today they were done.
Okay, I'm going to put it right here. Well, they're done. I know that. Okay. So there's one of these for each of you. We're going to talk about it. You can look at it now, but then after we're done talking, I'm going to collect it back, and then you can have it after church again, okay? They're coloring pages. All right. Got it?
I don't think they're.
Okay. And I have one too. Now, there's a lot of things that, congregation, if you were here last week, you remember this drawing of the wise men. And there's one main thing, or two main things, that I want us to think about. We're going to think about with when the wise men came to see Jesus, okay? First of all, the first thing was, who put the star in the sky for God, for the wise men? I know I just said it. God did, right? It was he that put that there for them. So he started them off, didn't he? And then also when they got to Jerusalem, all the chief priests and the scribes, they found out where Jesus was to be born. And what did they read? Did they read just like from the newspaper or a comic book? What did they read about Jesus?
The scrolls,
the scriptures, right? So that was God's word. So God put the star for them. He gave them his word, his promises. And then what happened when they started to Bethlehem? What did they see again?
The star.
The star. God led them again, right? So God was leading the wise men. So that's the one thing. God leads people to know Jesus and gives them his word. And the other thing, now this is very interesting. If we hear that story, who are the people who really believed out of all the people in Jerusalem who went to Bethlehem?
The wise men.
The wise men. And the Bible doesn't say anybody else went to Bethlehem except the wise men.
The shepherd did.
The shepherds did earlier, right. But the shepherds didn't follow the star, did they? No, they had already seen Jesus just born, and Jesus was a little bit older. He was in a house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did King Herod really want to worship Jesus?
No.
No, he actually wanted to kill little Jesus, didn't he? Yeah. So it's interesting because it was only the wise men at that time in this story. You're right, the shepherds saw him before. But only the wise men came in. All the people in Jerusalem, they didn't go. But the wise men believe.
Because the other people, like, oh, that's just an ordinary kid.
Maybe it's just an ordinary kid. We don't know what to think. And then also, I think they're probably afraid of Herod a little bit, too. So those are just two things. God leads people to know Jesus like he led the wise men. And then secondly, sometimes just those people who listen. The wise men were the only people. And in a way, the wise men were like the preachers because they told all the people in Israel, we're looking for this baby. And they said, oh, that's the Christ child in Bethlehem. And they said, okay, we'll go see him. And they were like telling the other people, you should worship Christ too. Look, the Christ is born. So the wise men, in a way, were like preachers and teachers to the people. All right.
Like normal teachers.
Yes. Okay, let's have a prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for being born for us.
Thank you for being born for us.
Living, dying, and rising again.
Living, dying, and rising again.
Help us to believe.
Help us to believe.
And worship you.
And worship you.
Like the wise men.
Like the wise men.
We ask you to bless our families. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to collect these back, but be sure to check with me after church and get this back, okay? All right, thanks for coming up. You can sit down. We sing the sermon hymn.
The star proclaims the King is here, but Herod, why this senseless fear? For he who offers heavenly birth seeks not the kingdoms of this earth. The Eastern sages saw from far and followed on his guiding star, and led by light to light they trod, and by their gifts confessed their God. Within the Jordan's sacred flood, the heavenly Lamb in meekness stood, but he of whom no sin was known might cleanse his people from their own. And oh, what a miracle divine, when water reddened into wine, he spoke the word and forth it flowed in streams that nature ne'er bestowed. For this is glad Epiphany, all glory Jesus be to thee, whom with the Father we adore, and Holy Spirit.
We will think about a number of points from that we've heard in Matthew chapter 2 about the wise men. To start, I reread just verse 9 and 10. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. The narrative of the wise men is really clear as it just is in its own words. And yet it brings many questions or possibilities to our minds today and actually throughout Christianity. We know there were three gifts. Were there three wise men? It's plural. Or was it two wise men with three gifts? Or three wise men and three gifts? Or four or five or ten wise men with three gifts? There were certain names for the wise men that came up in the history of the church, actually not until the 5th and 6th century. So they added names to the wise men. Later on, they're recognized and called kings, which the Greek in the New Testament really doesn't call them kings. They're wise men, magi. And what was that star? And there's various thinking about different possibilities of what that special star was. Just when our son-in-law, Scott, and our daughter Becky and their family were staying with us a week ago, Scott said, "So, Dad," he's a Lutheran pastor too, said, "What do you think of that star? Which theory do you hold to?" He's just drawing me into a conversation. I said, "Well, whatever it was, God sent it." And so there's so many fascinating things about this narrative, what happened here. What we do know is that without God's leading and without his power, without his mercy, the Magi, the people in Jerusalem, all of them would be lost. God was leading them. We remember that this is the absolute necessity. For instance, in Ephesians 2, Paul wrote, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind." All people are like that, following the power of the prince of this air, following the devil, without God's mercy and grace in our lives. The wise men, without God's mercy, were like that. King Herod, I'll say about that in a moment, he was still like that. And others too. But Paul said, "But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love which he has loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." This is God's grace. The wise men got to know the Christ. It's God's grace that sends a special star. It's really maybe a better verb there. God gives a special star. It's a gift of his grace. It's interesting. There's these various theories about what the star was. Was it a special constellation? Was it a comet? What was it? And the two commentators I often go to, both Dr. Lenski, an old Lutheran commentary, and Dr. Gibbs, a modern commentary, and Matthew, a Lutheran commentator, they both say, Matthew describes it as a miraculous star. It does things that are not normal for a star to do. God provided it. So both of the commentators say that I often look and say, this was a miracle. So I have my answer for Scott, my son-in-law. According to Dr. Gibbs, that's a special, special creation star. But whatever it was, God provided it. God showed the wise men they need to get going, that there's something going on, and they come into Jerusalem. And what caught me in studying the text is that Herod called all the scribes and chief priests together. The entire community was called together to answer King Herod's question, where is the Christ to be born? Do you see what's happening here? God led these wise men into Jerusalem, stirring up the pot that there is a Christ to be born. And it isn't interesting that Herod, who doesn't want any Christ, in fact wants to kill the Christ, how in the world does he think he's going to kill the Christ of God, the one who's prophesied through all the Old Testament? He thinks he's going to kill him? Well, Herod's one of the ones, as Paul wrote, following the powers of the prince of the air. He's just set against Christ. But in his being set against Christ, he calls together all the scribes and all the high priests and says, okay, these guys are looking for the new king to be born. Where is the Christ to be born? And they come upon passages. Now, God has alerted all of Jerusalem. The Christ is born. Listen, even King Herod takes it seriously. Take this seriously. The Christ is to be born, and it's in Bethlehem. That is God's grace to the top leaders of all of Israel, to the top theologians in all of Israel. The Christ is born. Your king doesn't want that, but he's calling you together, and he wants the Bible passages. Be aware, the Christ is born. Now, when the Magi go, then this star, it comes and leads them very directly to where Jesus was staying. And now a little bit older, I sometimes say toddler Jesus. We don't know how old, 6 months, a year, 2 months, we're not sure. But leads him to the house where he was staying with Mary and Joseph. And so the star again appears, and what does it say? It says that they rejoice with exceedingly great joy. And we can literally say, because this is how the Greek puts it, mega joy. It's the mega joy. Why? God's still with them. This star from the Creator is now leading them again. Who knows what they thought was going on in Jerusalem? But it was a big deal because Herod gathered them all together and now he meets with them secretly. Wow, what's going on with all this? But okay, we're going to Bethlehem, like the scriptures say. And God's still here. He shows us a star again and they rejoiced. When they came into the house, they worshiped him. This term can sometimes mean like reverence, like you reverence a king. But it also means worship, like you worship God. It can be translated either way.
Commentators argue about which it is. Come on, guys. And maybe gals, commentators. This God who led them to see the Christ child, and they heard who this was in the prophecies and the Christ child, they say, all of Jerusalem believes this, and wow, that's who we're going to. Now the star leads us to the exact house. It's not just reverence. It's worship. This is God. And then, however old Jesus was, a month, 2 months, a year, whatever it was, it says there in the text very specifically, they don't give the gifts to the Mary and Joseph, to the parents. They give the gifts to him, the child. They really believed in him and knew they were being led to him, the child. These wise men were quite astounding, and they had this faith that God was showing them and leading them through the star and the scriptures that they received. And then God even leads them to help baby Jesus. You know, we say sometimes, well, they help them go to Egypt because they gave them all this gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and they got some money. Could be true, probably is. But God enabled them to even serve him in a very direct way. Don't go back to Herod. Go back another way. And by doing that, they served Jesus and the whole plan of salvation. For the devil himself was driving Herod to destroy Jesus in his young, early age. But God said no. And he told the Magi, go another way. And then he tells Joseph, flee, quick. They serve Jesus. They worship Jesus, and they serve him. Just a couple of thoughts. God calls all people to believe in Jesus. This is known as kind of the Gentile Christmas. The Gentiles, the faraway people, the people who weren't of the land of Judah, they come to worship from far away. God actually witnessed and bore witness to King Herod himself. This guy was really wicked. He killed two of his sons. He killed one of his wives. All Jerusalem was probably disturbed in part because they wouldn't know what he would do. Well, we know what he would do. Kill all the young boys, two and under. That's how wicked this guy was. But God witnessed to Herod. God had Herod thinking his own plan, but it was God's plan. He would gather all the chief priests and all the scribes, and there would be a unison. They all agreed, the top people in all of Israel said, the baby is to be born in Bethlehem, and it looks like the baby is born. Herod, pay attention, God is telling. Herod, pay attention. Don't hate. Be saved. The grace he gives even to Herod, and the grace he gives to all the people waiting for the Savior to be born. We also see that God's word taught those wise men to go to Bethlehem, taught them that this would be the shepherd of God's people, taught all the scribes and Pharisees, listen to the God's word, what this baby is about. We see also in this that God's plan cannot be disrupted by evil. However evil and however powerful Herod is, it cannot stop God's plan. When they gave the gifts to the baby Jesus, to the young Jesus, to the however old he was, they gave the gifts to him. And it helps us think about this. Our gifts of service, our gifts in money, our gifts in different things, our talents and time and treasure, we often say, are to Jesus. Even helping others are to Jesus. We worship and serve him. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks that we have seen through your word that the wise men came to you, the wise men believed in you, the wise men served you. Help us also to believe and serve and worship you. Help us to listen to your word about what it says about you. Help us not to fear the evil power set against you, but rather know that you have overcome all evil and that you take care of us and you show us how to serve you. All these things, dear Jesus, we pray to you and to the Father and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We stand and sing the offertory.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will take my cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord, and now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem.
We pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church printed in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Church of God, upon whom Christ has poured his grace and salvation, that she may continue holy in his sight, anointed with the oil of gladness and the hope of everlasting life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all pastors, that God would embolden them, like his servant Paul, to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ, that he would open the ears and hearts of their listeners to believe the message that the King of Kings has given his life for all. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all Christian homes, that the word of God would dwell richly therein, just as Christ himself once dwelt in the home of Mary and Joseph, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For an end to all threats of violence, that the Lord would raise up leaders who act with integrity, pursue justice, and follow the Lord's commands, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the security of our nation, that God would grant us the blessings of food, shelter, medical care, and safety, and sustaining those whose duty it is to protect and defend, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the afflicted, especially remember Margaret and Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Bryston, James, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Sue and Steve, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Helen, Michael, Ray, Lane, Don, Dave, Randy, Francis, Chelsea, Russ, Joe, Craig, Tim, Linda, Norma, District President Kevin Wilson, Pastor Sampson, and comfort for the family of Renee Petzold. That God would give them all the comfort of his presence, relief in their suffering, and healing according to his will, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who, like the Magi of old, have come to worship Christ and offer him gifts, that receiving his body and blood, we may return home according to his holy way, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
And I add here an additional petition. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the opportunity to bear witness to the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, through all our activities here at Zion Lutheran and in our community. We give you thanks for the opportunity to have a Christmas tree, to have visitors visit our congregation, to have the live nativity, and the many other things going on. We give you thanks, thanks for these opportunities, and pray that many people would come to know and believe in you. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray together, Heavenly Father,
you have anointed your Son to be our Savior, and have established his throne forever and ever. Grant that we who are called by his name would see his reign spread among all nations. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what has been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him, being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, hosanna, hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross.
Amen. Amen.
We pray our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace.
Shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. depart in peace.
Hail, O source of every blessing, Father of our human race, Gentiles now your grace possessing, in your courts obtain a place. Grateful now we fall before you, in your church rejoice to
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn, Father, We Praise Thee.